Welcome home. Did you have a good day at work? No. You did not walk into the wrong apartment. For one thing, your key worked. And I'm definitely your roommate. Well, more than that. Your best friend for most of our lives. I could understand why you're surprised to see me at home, though. I'm supposed to be at work for at least a few more hours. And I guess I could forgive you for not being sure it's me. Sure. You'd recognize me just about anywhere. Even if you didn't see too much of my face, my tomboy aesthetic is pretty hard to miss. You know, with the short hair and boy's clothes. I still do have the short-ish hair, but, well, as you can see, I'm wearing a French maid outfit and some makeup. Of course, the burning question is, why the fuck am I wearing a French maid outfit? Do you remember when we were out drinking one night and you said that you found French maid outfits irresistible? Maybe you don't remember it because it was that kind of night, but I kind of need you to find me irresistible. I need you to fuck me. I need you to impregnate me. You are going to fuck me, aren't you? Please tell me that this outfit, and especially these heels, weren't for nothing. You know, a lot of guys would be taking their clothes off now. Even if our relationship has been entirely non-sexual, I'm offering you a chance to change that. It's just sex. It wouldn't be anything personal. But do you remember that other time we talked? It was a very rare conversation about your family. Lots of money. You were embarrassed about it because you've had it for generations. You somehow kept it a secret when we were younger. You've been driving the same car since high school, and you never showed off your wealth. At all. I mean, just look at this place. It's actually pretty nice, but you could afford something far better than this place. But I think the thing was that I couldn't. Even with my job, I'd have to live in a place a lot less nice than this. But splitting the rent with you made it affordable. Especially since you're picking up utilities and also always get the groceries. Anyways, your family has money, even if most of it is tied up in trust funds your grandpa set up long ago. Trust funds for his descendants. And trust funds for different contingencies. Like, if one of his male descendants got some girl pregnant? You mentioned this at a bar one time. Dude, you really do blab a lot when you're drunk. You were talking about how your older brother had just gotten some girl pregnant. He was being a jerk about it, but you mentioned that at least the trust fund would help the girl out and his baby. I got curious sometime after that. I found your brother's social media and then managed to track down the baby mama. Maybe I felt sorry for her or something, I guess. But I shouldn't have. She had a fucking house and two new cars. She was bragging about how her kid got into some special daycare. I looked them up and they cost more than my college did. Fast forward to today. I go to work. It sucks, as usual. I consider myself a feminist tomboy and was all for a career and that kind of thing. But this isn't a career. This is torture. I just can't adult anymore. Not if it's like this. Then I remembered you and the trust fund. Not your trust fund, specifically. You said it came out of one set up just for babies and their mothers. And your recollection was that this other woman and her baby weren't even going to put a dent in it. That's when I realized it could be in a house with a new car or two. Me not having to work a job I hated. All I needed to do was get pregnant with your baby. So, I quit my job. Right then and there, it was impulsive, but it was a way of forcing my way down this path of burning my bridges behind me. Well, that, and calling my former boss a creepy old bastard. Then I went looking for a French maid outfit. They're not as easy to find as you'd think. At least if you need one in a hurry. I had to go to some upscale adult store. After that, it was just a matter of coming up, cleaning myself up, and the outfit. And then waiting for you to get home so you could knock me up. For the record, I'm not opposed to babies at all. Oh, I may joke sometimes. It comes from having to largely raise my own brother and sisters while my parents worked. I never saw myself continuing that cycle, especially since I graduated and the job market was the way it was. But if I could give that hypothetical baby a better life than I ever had, well, then why not? So, you can save me from being a wage slave all of my life. Of dying a little more inside every time I have to go to work. Assuming I can get another job. I definitely can't go back to my old boss after the way I quit today. And I really don't want to. I don't want to go there or to any other place for some crappy job ever again. No. I don't want you to offer me money. Not just because you're sorry for me or for any other reason. I know you wouldn't miss it, but it would still be your money, and not from that special trust fund that doesn't affect your wealth at all. It's weird, but I feel like if I fuck you and get preggers with your baby, then I've earned the money. Or maybe more like I've beat the system, or found a loophole or something like that. Then I'm just using the patriarchy to my advantage. It would be a victory, really. But before I can stick it to the man, I need you to stick your cock in me. I was hoping that the French maid outfit would be all it would take. I know it shocked you to see it on me. Maybe you're surprised to see how good I look in it. I know I was. You obviously like girls. You could have had a ton of them too. If you would have just let on about your money. Okay, maybe it wouldn't have been the right girls for you. I'm sure you would attract some on your own if you didn't spend so much time working at a job you don't really need. Or spending so much time with your friend who has become really dependent on you. I can be independent now. Less of a burden. I know you never treated me that way, but I felt like I was one. But let's be clear. If you fuck me, you won't be taking advantage of me. If anything, I will be taken advantage of, well, not you, but your family's trust fund. Except I'd be using it for the exact purpose it was set up for. It's basically like the financial aid I qualified for in college. Except instead of coming from a poor family, all I have to do is have your baby. You do like the outfit, don't you? I don't normally show cleavage, but right now my chest is just about ready to burst out of this neck. And just look at what heels and some fancy stockings can do to my legs. You can see pretty much all of my legs too. Because this skirt is so short. Half the time it doesn't even hide my panties. Actual panties. Can you believe I'm wearing them? I didn't hold back on the outfit. These panties cost more than I usually spend on my entire outfit. Well, other than a good pair of athletic shoes. It's the first time I've bought underwear that doesn't come in a pack of five. I've really kind of overextended myself today. I quit my job. I just about maxed out my credit card on this hopefully sexy outfit. But most of all, I've said things and asked for things that probably changed things forever for us. Maybe it makes you not want to be my friend. It doesn't have to, though. You just have to fuck me. And then everything will be okay. We can go back to being friends and nothing more. You don't have to personally worry about the baby. And that's what the trust fund is all about. I'm literally being paid to be discreet about it. Or, if you want, you can still be a part of your kid's life. Godfather, or sort of uncle, if that's what you want. But that's all future stuff to worry about. I'm here right now. Standing in front of you in this French maid outfit. Well, barely in it. I think that's part of the appeal of it. You really do find the outfit hard to resist, don't you? You keep looking at me. And not in a bad way, like I'm messing up this look. I can try to do a French accent if you want, but I don't think that would go well. I bought a little feather duster too. I could go around bending over and dusting stuff, and we could do a little roleplay thing if you wanted. I could be the French maid, which I'm really not. And you could be the rich guy, which you are, but never act like. Or we can roleplay whatever the hell you want. You'll find I'm really flexible in my boundaries if it means I never have to deal with work and bullshit like that again. There was a moment where I almost went for the Princess Leia metal bikini thing at the store, and I still could. Just tell me who you need me to be in order for you to put a baby in me. But you kind of want to put one in me, right? Or, at the very least, to fuck me. It's the French maid costume, isn't it? Yeah, let's say it's entirely due to the costume. That makes things easier. Maybe you could help me with these panties. I'm guessing you might like me to keep the rest of the uniform on. The uniform itself. The stockings. Maybe even the heels. And the little maid hat thing. The panties definitely needs to go. So, take them off. Or rip them off. They're so soft. And they seem very terrible. Just rip into them like the birthday present I got you last year. That was just an alarm clock I found at the thrift store because you needed one. But under my panties, well, that's definitely not secondhand, if you catch my drift. Wow. You liked destroying my panties, didn't you? I feel kind of bad for wrecking something so expensive. But they served their purpose. This entire outfit did, apparently. Here, monsieur. You've had a long day at work. Sit down here in your favorite spot on the couch and let your French maid straddle you on it. I will leave the heels behind. And of course, the panties are in shreds right now on the floor. But other than that, the rest of the uniform is intact as your tomboy French maid joins you. We could go to my room instead, if you want. But we both know what a mess it is. And your room? The master bedroom? Well, that's too far away, and your need is getting increasingly urgent based on that bulge that I'm slowly starting to grind against as I face you. Let's get those pants off, or at least pull down. Here, I'll help you. Your cock is more than hard enough. That just shows you how much I've turned you on. And you're definitely hard enough to put inside me. I'll stroke you if you want. I'd even suck it. But that's not what you want right now, is it? You want my hot, wet, tomboy pussy. I'm gonna lift myself up. Putting my chest at eye level and giving you a really good look at my cleavage in this skimpy outfit. show is going on further down my body. As I grab your cock and carefully hold it in place for me. Then I slowly begin to lower myself. My pussy touched your cock now. I don't know if it's you or me quivering down there, or maybe if it's both. I know I am nervous, but also excited. I rub my clit a little bit, then move my fingers down to spread myself open a little. Then I start lowering myself down a little more. I start to take you into me. Oh, my pussy just starts to open up around you as your hardness stretches me. But I'll keep going and going until it's all the way. I bet you never expected this to happen. At least not like this. Oh, you're actually fucking me. Maybe you had thought about this happening, or even had a quick dream or two. But here we are, and I'm slowly moving up and down your cock. Doing this mainly to impregnate me, but I also fully intend to make you enjoy it. Even enjoy myself, possibly. Oh, it does actually feel kind of good. Once you get past my lack of experience. That I'm a fast learner, I promise. And strangely, very eager to please you right now. Yeah, I really do appreciate this. The impregnation thing, I mean. But I guess also the sex. I wasn't sure if you would. Hell, I wasn't sure if I would. But we did. We're still doing, actually. As I keep grinding and slowly bouncing up your cock, it gets easier and easier to move. Oh, you wants me on my back. Ah. Okay. Get on top of me. French maid can be very submissive, at least for you. Yeah. This is probably a better position to get me pregnant anyways. I'll wrap these legs with their smooth, silky stockings around you as you fuck me. Pound me harder and harder. The motion is threatening to pop my breast out of this uniform. Fuck it. I'll just help them out. Yeah, now you can definitely see them. You would be surprised at all of the things that I would let you do to me at this point. But while you could be looking at them, you look at my face instead. Is it because of the makeup? I don't have much practice with it, but I did my best. Maybe you barely recognize me right now. Between my face and this uniform and the fact that we're having sex. I especially spend a lot of time on the lipstick. It would be a shame if someone were to smudge it. You know, with their lips or something. A dangerous kiss. Oh, it threatens to make this personal instead of you helping me take advantage of the trust fund. We can't make this personal as we make a baby. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have suggested you to kiss me. No, no, don't you dare. You're going to say something stupid. Something you'll regret. Something I'll regret. Don't say it. God damn it. I told you not to say it. Oh, you're turning this into a mess. But I love you too. Although, I'm not sure I even know myself now. But I know I'm about to come. And I desperately want you to come in me. To impregnate me. Yes. But suddenly, the money doesn't matter that much anymore. I don't need the money as much as I need your love and your cum and to make a new life with you. Yes. Fuck. Come inside me. Your cock, fuck. Oh my god. Yeah. Oh, make me come. Come in me. Come in me. Fill me up. Fuck. Oh my god. Make me pregnant. Please. 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 Feel my pussy. Oh my god. Oh my god. Come. Oh my god. Fuck. 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 Let's just lie like this for a bit, with you still inside me. Let your cum find its way deeper inside me. And while that happens, I need to talk about some things I said earlier. Some things very out of character for me. Remember how I said I would deny them later? Well, I meant all of it. I'll be quite happy if you get me pregnant. And not just because of the money. We should, of course, have lots of more sex. Just to be sure. And from what I understand, the trust fund pays out per baby. So we could just keep making them every year or so and drain that trust fund as dry as I just drained your balls. If you maybe want to wife me up at some point, well, you might be surprised at my answer. I know I would have been. Until.